IFOY Award nominees announced January 22, 2025. A total of 17 products and solutions from 11 companies and 6 countries have reached the final round of the IFOY Award 2025. In addition, 4 companies are competing for the IFOY Startup of the Year Award. The International Intralogistics and Forklift Truck of the Year Award, IFOY Award, organization has officially announced the nominations for the 2025 IFOY Award. From a total of 49 submitted products, 21 devices and solutions from 15 intralogistics providers across 6 countries have made it to the final round in Dortmund. The nominees include entries from Aluco, EP Equipment Germany, Exotech, Geek Plus Europe, Hubtex, Interil, John Heinrich, Logitrans, PlanSize, Still, and Verity. When it comes to the IFOY Startup of the Year Spin-off Award, Blickfeld, Ecoro, Enable, and Felix are in contention for the coveted title. The selection process required 6 weeks of intensive work by the IFOY organization, test teams, and the jury. Anita Wormser, chairperson of the IFOY jury, commented, "Never before have there been so many applications, and the selection process has rarely been so demanding. All 21 nominated products and solutions are among the very best in the world of intralogistics. They impress with pioneering technologies, practical application, and outstanding customer benefits. The IFOY audit will show who is ahead." 3 integrated customer solutions nominated. Once again, the premier class of integrated customer solutions promises to be closely contested. Pioneering automation projects from John Heinrich and MHP, Geek Plus, and Verity, as well as their customers Wildeboer, Dr. Max, and Inca Group, are in the final. Dr. Max's new warehouse in Bergamo, Italy, maximizes vertical space and provides room for 16,000 containers across 14,000 square meters. In the first phase, Geek Plus Europe implemented a 1,300 square meter solution that manages 11,000 products for e-commerce and pharmacies in Italy. A total of 50 high-speed P40 picking robots handle storage, retrieval, and transportation to 5 tote-to-person stations. Some 22 robo-shuttles store bins double deep in the aisles, utilizing warehouse space up to 5 times more efficiently. The system processes an average of over 200 containers per hour per station. The automation of the internal, last mile, from the new logistics center to production at Wildeboer Bautela in Wiener, completed in December 2024, for which John Heinrich serves as the general contractor, is also a finalist. 6 ERC-213A mobile robots transport large load carriers, while the Soto robot handles small load carriers along the production line. The Manufacturer Independent Fleet Management System, Fleet Executor from MHP, manages control. The solution handles the transportation of over 83 pallets and 22 small load carrier transports per hour. By utilizing a VDA 5050 compliant fleet manager, John Heinrich offers Wildeboer the flexibility to integrate external robot types as needed. Collaboration mode is the standout feature of the autonomous inventory system developed by the Swiss company Verity, which has been in use since 2024 by the Inca Group, IKEA's largest brand franchisee. This innovation enables 24/7 real-time inventory management without human intervention, saving 800,000 working hours annually across more than 100 locations. The system also ensures continuous, reliable operation near people and equipment, a capability that Verity says is unmatched by any other fully autonomous inventory system. 3 counterbalanced trucks in the running. The nominated electric counterbalanced trucks from EP Equipment, Hubtex, and John Heinrich are in fierce competition, both literally and figuratively. The powerful EFL-10THV from EP Equipment is a low-maintenance, high-voltage lithium-ion forklift truck equipped with a PMS synchronous motor. It is part of EP's new heavy-duty forklift series, ranging from 4 to 25 tons, which combines the benefits of electric and combustion engines. The 10-ton truck reaches travel speeds of up to 30 kilometers per hour and delivers exceptional performance, particularly in climbing ramps, lifting speed, and energy efficiency. The HUBTEX Flux 30, an electric multi-directional counterbalance truck, combines front loader and side loader functionalities. With its 360 degrees HX multi-directional steering, it enables seamless, uninterrupted transitions between longitudinal and transverse travel. Featuring a load capacity of up to 3 tons and a compact design, this versatile 2-in-1 stacker is especially suited for handling pallets and long loads in confined spaces. Also nominated for the final is the Jungheinrich EFG 425. An electric forklift truck with a load capacity of up to 3.5 tons, designed for heavy-duty indoor and outdoor applications. Key features include a narrow B-pillar design, a powerful two-motor drive, and a comfortable, noise-reduced operator station with a strutless panoramic roof for optimal all-round visibility. A variety of optional components enhance safety and working comfort, making this well-equipped forklift a true quick-change artist. Two warehouse trucks selected. The nominated warehouse trucks from EP Equipment and Jungheinrich could not be more different, yet they have one thing in common: they make life easier for the operator. The newly developed EXP15, from EP Equipment's X-Mover series, with a load capacity of 1,500 kg, takes standard pallet trucks to the next level. Equipped with lithium-ion plug-in technology, this pedestrian pallet truck is primarily designed for manual load handling. However, thanks to its touch-and-go solution, it can be operated automatically by any employee for A to B transports at the press of a button. Cost and energy efficiency redefined is the motto for Jungheinrich's ETV214i. Reach truck, which was launched in September 2024. This well-equipped 1.5-ton truck, capable of lifting heights of up to 10.4 meters, features a lithium-ion battery that supports fast and interim charging. Its compact battery design enhances maneuverability and enables a completely new driver's workplace layout, with a lower entry and exit point, more space, and improved visibility for better ergonomics and safety. Three mobile robots nominated. Automation drives efficiency and is becoming increasingly vital worldwide for companies to position themselves as modern and ambitious. The diversity of applications is reflected in the nominations. Providers from China, Denmark, and Germany have made it to the final: Geek Plus, Logitrans, and Still. The RoboShuttle 11 from Geek Plus can reach shelves up to 11 meters high, making it one of the tallest tote-to-person robots available. Equipped with AI algorithms, sensors, and cameras, it can identify various box sizes, obstacles, and objects, even if they are jumbled up. Operating in narrow aisles with extended arms to access additional storage depths, it promises to significantly increase the vertical storage capacity of small and medium-sized warehouses. The Logi Robot Pallet Mover from Logitrans is a standalone, highly robust AMRA cobot designed to boost productivity in in-plant pallet transportation over longer distances. Powered by mobile industrial robot, MIR, technology, the cobot has a load capacity of 1.2 tons and can be operated either automatically or manually. It is ideal for medium and large manufacturing companies seeking to eliminate manual pallet transport and redirect employees to higher value tasks. The FMX Ego, from Still, is the company's first automated reach truck, combining the cost and efficiency benefits of a standard truck with the advantages of automation, making it economically viable even for smaller fleets. Featuring lithium-ion technology and the Ego Easy Setup software, the FMX Ego complies with the AGV safety standard ISO 36914. Key highlights include its narrow aisle width, a lifting height of 9.8 meters, and a digital service concept based on a digital twin for each truck. Two robot warehouse system nominations. Logistics is a key driver of profitability, especially in e-commerce. Exotech from France and Geek Plus from China stood out during the nomination phase. Exotech's next generation as RS is a cutting-edge robot-based goods-to-person picking solution powered by SkyPod warehouse robots. Its standout feature is the integration of key functions into a compact all-in-one system, offering intermediate order buffering, strict sequencing, and both full case and each picking capabilities, without the need for complex subsystems like conveyors or sorting systems. The IS-RS delivers throughput comparable to shuttle systems and promises superior storage density compared to cube storage systems. The SkyCube from GeekPlus is a high-throughput, scalable pallet-to-person picking solution designed to optimize warehouse processes by automating retrieval, storage, and direct picking from pallets, thus eliminating the need for repacking. Its high storage density is particularly appealing for B2B and B2C environments requiring efficient handling of small, medium, and large items. These include 3-peter liters, retail, apparel, manufacturing, FMCG, pharmaceuticals, and cold chain logistics. Two specials of the year in the final. Familiar technology rethought. Two game changers from Aluco and Interol are competing in the Special of the Year category. The Aluco Strix hardware and software solution, provided by Aluco, enables freight measurement with automated scheduling for freight forwarders, intralogistics, and air freight. It uses stereo and 2D, 3D cameras to capture packages in motion, optimizing logistics processes such as vehicle utilization and route planning based on this data in real time, while learning through AI. One of the key innovations is integrated data cleansing. As a back-end product, it also simplifies usage for dispatches. With MCP Play, Swiss company Interol has made it to the final with an autonomous, decentralized control solution for its modular container and carton conveyor technology platform. Modular conveyor platform. This solution eliminates the need for PLC programming, making it easier to configure, install, and more efficiently operate conveyor systems for objects weighing up to 50 kilograms. It promises up to 40% higher throughput, especially for e-commerce retailers and 3-peter liters service providers, while also improving energy efficiency. Two solutions nominated in the intralogistics software category. The true power of software shines when it makes a difference. The nominations of GeekPlus and PLANCISE embody this principle. GPlan from GeekPlus is a planning tool for sales teams that allows them to quickly understand and evaluate potential solutions through 3D visualizations in the early stages of warehouse projects. Users can thus visualize how a solution will function in their environment. The real-time simulation capabilities also enable users to compare different options in terms of feasibility and efficiency, ensuring that the chosen solution meets performance requirements and expectations before any investment is made. Workforce management for logistics from PLANCISE in Austria fills a gap in intralogistics. This manufacturer independent software as a service, SaaS, tool is specifically developed for large logistics centers with more than 100 employees. It consolidates all personnel deployment information in real time, showing where workers are currently working or needed, thereby saving massive amounts of time. Four startups in the final. Among the startups, innovations from Germany led the way in the race to reach the final. In Blickfeld, EcoRo, Enable, and Felix, the jury selected four finalists with disruptive potential in pallet transportation and security to compete for the IFOY Startup of the Year spin-off award. The nomination of the Smart 3D Security Lidar QB Protect from Blickfeld, developed for perimeter security and the protection of critical infrastructure, is highly relevant. It performs impressively in challenging weather and lighting conditions, offering precise, volumetric, and data protection compliant detection. The system is suitable for intrusion protection, securing buildings, open spaces, factories, and logistics facilities, and for aviation and military applications. The PX2 inductive transport system from EcoRo focuses on efficient material supply. The automated shuttles, operating within a fenced-in lane, can transport up to 4 pallets or 2.4 tons, making them especially suited for high volumes. The combination of a driverless transport system and an electric floor conveyor promises up to 80% cost reduction for milk runs and other constant pallet transport flows within factory premises or industrial estates. With its forklift remote automation, Karlsruhe-based tech startup Enable combines remote forklift control with AI-supported automation as a service. Forklifts can either operate autonomously or they can be controlled remotely. The focus is on companies that are seeking flexible, cost-saving alternatives for their internal material handling, or are unable to adopt fully automated solutions. The pay-per-use business model also eliminates the need for upfront investment costs. The jury also approved Felix Unit, a double skid system consisting of two autonomously moving robots that are virtually connected and can precisely drive underneath Euro pallets or Euro pallet cages. In addition to saving up to 66% in space, the innovation from Munich-based startup Felix promises to address the driver shortage and automate truck loading and unloading with unprecedented speed and flexibility. IFOY nominees at Test Camp Intralogistics. The IFOY Award is considered one of the most prestigious innovation awards in intralogistics worldwide. All nominated products and solutions undergo extensive testing, including the scientific innovation check to assess quality, functionality, innovative strength, customer benefits, and market relevance in comparison to competitors on the market. A total of 7 testers and 25 jurors from 19 nations will travel to the IFOY audit in Dortmund. Interested parties will be able to test the 21 nominees themselves at the Test Camp Intralogistics on 26 and the 27th of March. Around 100 innovations will be available for testing across 10,000 square meters of hall space, with 1,500 participants expected. The winners will be announced on the 3rd of July at Dortmund's Phoenix des Lumières, where 8 trophies will be awarded.